Lord Geoffrey Howe was the Foreign Secretary and Deputy Prime Minister under British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher during the 1980s, and he joins us by phone. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome indeed. I'm glad to be with you.
President Reagan is widely viewed here in the United States as the man who defeated the Soviet Union and won the Cold War. Is that how he's seen in Europe?
Yes, I think so. He played a very important leading role and was an important figure in the North Atlantic Alliance. He was robust in his presentation of the case for change. He convinced Gorbachev that he was sincere in his wish to reduce tension, get rid of the threat to destroy each other, and he was therefore very important.
There were caricatures during his presidency in the European press of the president as a cowboy and sort of a movie star who was playing at being president. Was that your view of him?
Not at all. I think many people thought that because he was an actor, he was always speaking other people's lines. In fact, I have personal experience of him on one NATO occasion at the end of a council meeting when every national leader spoke, and Ronald Reagan had to sum up the discussion. And he discarded the prompt cards that he had available for the start of the meeting, put them to one side, and said to George Shultz, as he told me afterwards, "I think I'll take this one on the wing, George." And he made an impromptu speech of 10 minutes, which moved that very experienced audience of diplomats and heads of government very deeply indeed. It was a marvelous performance, and it was Reagan from the heart in his own words.
How close were Prime Minister Thatcher and President Reagan?
Very close. They have very much the same ideas, the same candor, the same courage, the same belief in democracy and freedom as opposed to tyranny and communism, the same belief in a market-driven economic policy. They sometimes disagreed on particular points, and they spoke very frankly to each other when they did. But they were emotionally and psychologically and ideologically close to each other, and that was a very important understanding.
How important was that relationship to the transatlantic alliance?
I think very important, particularly when Margaret Thatcher had her first meeting. I was with her when she met Mikhail Gorbachev for the first time. They had several hours together, and at the end of it, she said, "This is a man with whom I can do business." And within 8 days of that meeting, she was in Washington explaining her view of Gorbachev to Ronald Reagan. And I think that he was impressed by the fact that Gorbachev had impressed Margaret Thatcher. Probably one of the most important triangular relationships in history.
What were your impressions of President Reagan as a man?
Very engaging, very capable of holding an audience, whether it was a group of people around a small table, acting as a kind of host as he did at summit lunch meetings, or talking to a large audience as he did in the Guildhall in the City of London or in the Palace of Westminster. A very impressive speaker, but a very genuine, down-to-earth, straightforward, approachable individual.
Lord Geoffrey Howe was Foreign Secretary and Deputy Prime Minister under British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.